Today I want to talk to you about Colossians 2:9, and I hope you enjoy this. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Whilst in prayer a few days ago, the audible voice of God came and spoke to us and said, "You cannot partake in the fullness of Christ without partaking in his trials and sufferings." Romans 8:17 and 1 Peter 4:13 are the references. Little did we know that these words that he had spoken to us tie in so perfectly with what he revealed later that I'm talking about now. In Colossians 2:9, it says that the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ, Yeshua. This means that if we are in Christ, we become the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead bodily, as stated in Ephesians 2:6. This privilege was once reserved for the only begotten Son of God, but is now available to us so that we may have access and manifest the fullness of the Godhead bodily in the entirety of creation. As believers in Christ, we are to restore all of creation to the way it was before the fall, which is a heavy responsibility. Romans 8:19 23. We must use it wisely in accordance with God's heart and the statutes of heaven. Our tongues hold the power of life and death. We must steward this responsibility well by being careful not to curse what God has blessed or bless what God has cursed. Yeshua repeatedly said, "Abide in me and bear much fruit." This shows that when we position ourselves in him, we have access to the Pleroma, which refers to the fullness of the totality of the triune Godhead's divine powers. In other words, when we abide in Christ, we have access to the fullness of God's power. John 15:4 says, "Abide in me and bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." This means that if we don't abide in Christ, we can do nothing. However, if we abide in him, we could do everything he could do and more. Yeshua even said that we would do greater things than he did if we believe in him, as stated in John 14:12. Here are some examples of what it means to abide in God. If we believe in him, we abide in his light and not in darkness. If we keep his commandments, as he has kept his Father's commandment, "Love one another as I have loved you," we abide in him. If we walk as he walked, we abide in him. We must love our brethren to abide in the fullness of God. We abide in him by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, he has given us. We abide in him when we share our resources with our brethren who are in need. We abide in him and him in us when we love one another, including our enemies. And his love is perfected as a result of this action in us. We dwell in him when we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwells in him and he dwells in God. When we violate his commandments and don't repent or dwell in the doctrine of Christ, Yeshua, we do not have God dwelling in us. However, when we abide in the doctrine of Christ, we have the divine triune God dwelling in us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If we abide in him and allow his words to abide in us, we can ask for whatever we want, and it shall be done unto us. It's important to acknowledge and receive the love of God into our hearts and lives first before we can love him the way he loves us. We love because he first loved us. And while we were still sinners, Christ died and gave himself for us. May God help us to display the love of God on the face of the earth like Christ. Salah. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that.